If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day on this rather solemn feast that we recognize today, that of the Holy Innocents. We look to glorify your name in all that we can do so that your name may be known to all and our world may be filled with peace. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is yet another feast, because we have a whole series of feasts after Christmas, and that's a liturgical level of celebration. There are just the regular day, then there is a memorial, there is a feast, and a solemnity. And on feasts and solemnities, you always say the Gloria, and on a solemnity, you also say the Creed. And that solemnity is the highest level of celebration. It's also the level of celebration for Sundays. So today is a feast, and so you'll be hearing the Gloria as you have on the other days following Christmas this week. But it's also a rather somber recognition. This is the day we recognize the Holy Innocents, and oftentimes it's a day that many people pray for the victims of abortion. Now, what is this day? It's the day that Herod, recognizing that there was someone who was born who is making claim on his throne, does what we've seen politically happen in many regimes such as his own. He works to have him assassinated. So what is done is he sends his men to kill everyone, every male child under or 2 years old and under. And in that process, we learn that many of these innocent children were killed, innocent male children, by the way, because they were all males. Obviously, he didn't go after any of the females because this person was going to be the new king. So anyway, he calls in that area around Nazareth for all children 2 years and younger who are male to be murdered. And so, in fact, Herod's men went out and did that. Now, I always remind people that King Herod, there were two of them. There was the one when Jesus was born, and there was the one when Jesus died. And they were equally as tyrannical, and they were equally as evil. They were just horrible human beings, well within the category of a Hitler and a Stalin. They were well up there. And so they were pretty vicious human beings. I never remember which one of them it was, because there were two of them. As I said, father and son, they were equally vicious, just horrible human beings. But it was one of them who was dying. I believe it was the son who was around at Jesus' death and resurrection. But he, knowing that no one would cry when he died because he was such a tyrant, he ordered the most popular people in the area of Capernaum to be imprisoned with the orders that when he died, they were to be murdered. They were to be executed, because if they were executed, then people would die when he died. I mean, people would cry, rather, when he died. So he understood it that way. So it was just an absolutely vicious human being, the two of them. And so the idea that he would go and order all male children 2 years and younger to be killed is certainly within his character. And that was, again, to protect his throne. So, again, a rather vicious, vicious human being. However, when we recognize this reality and this truth of this vicious human being, we are also seeing the effects of that. So, I mean, I'm always fascinated by And it's a fascinating story in light of the one I just told, of the men that just followed his orders. Of course, they had no choice, because if they didn't follow his orders, they would probably be tortured to death. So they really had no choice. However, you could recognize just how evil this guy was. Well, one of the things that we recognize with his evil is, despite how evil he is also fails in obviously attacking Jesus, and he also fails in killing John the Baptist. There is a belief in Christian Orthodoxy, where you have to realize that John the Baptist was brought up almost as a feral child. He had no parents. Well, that's because his father was executed by Herod's men because he refused to say where John the Baptist was. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. So I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, and you just want to experience what Mass is like, you always have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. And remember, that is our chanted Mass. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure about how to go about deciding whether St. Anthony Parish is the church for you, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. Now, you know, people will say, well, what are you going to do about the collection? Maybe you're not ready to contribute to the parish. That's okay. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I want you to write the word radio down on a piece of paper. And therefore, when you come to Mass, instead of putting money in, if you're not ready, into the collection basket, put the word radio on a piece of paper, put that in the collection basket. That way, if you're self-conscious about looking like you're going hands hanging, you're not. And so just consider that. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. It doesn't go for any other parish or church. As a matter of fact, if you do that in any other parish or church, they're not going to know. They're going to have, what is this all about? So anyway, I might even get a phone call. Would you stop announcing this? I got this word radio in my collection plate. What is that all about? So anyway, don't do it. It only works for St. Anthony Parish. So if you don't currently call a parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts. And you know, we're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. So we're back, and we're talking about this rather somber feast, the Holy Innocents. And so we recognize that Herod ordered his men to kill every male child in that area, Nazareth, who was 2 years and younger. Very similar story to Moses, and I don't think that is a coincidence. I think that also brings the idea that Jesus is someone who came through despite this order, just like the Pharaoh did, but it also recognizes that Jesus is guided by God and he will be protected. And one of the interesting things we see there is that Jesus is protected because God is speaking to Joseph and says, go down to Egypt where he will be safe. And so they do make that journey in Egypt. There's a great painting, and I don't know who does it. It's at the Museum of Fine Arts. If you look around, you can see it, where you're going to see Jesus in the arms of Mary as they're on their flight to Egypt. And I think that is the name of it. And they're sitting in the feet of the Sphinx. And Joseph is a little further off, and he's sleeping next to a fire that has gone out there in the middle of the desert. It's a beautiful painting, and it reflects that very same scene of them on a flight to Egypt to protect the child Jesus. And as I said, John the Baptist was protected too. And because he would not say where John the Baptist was, according to Orthodox, what we would call apocryphal theology, history, what happened was that Jeremiah, John the Baptist's father, was executed by Herod's men behind the temple. Back where he first encountered the angel Gabriel, who told him that he was going to have a son named John. So we see this reality. We see this connection as well. Again, according to that same Orthodox teaching, Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mother, died of natural causes because she was older. So John the Baptist was essentially a feral child. That's why it's fascinating. I always say that many portrayals show him like a madman because he was practically a feral child being brought up in the desert. Now, it's important to recognize that I do believe there is archaeological evidence of this event, the murder of all these children, but it wouldn't be one of the things that was necessarily recorded, because in recorded history, they always wrote down things and recorded things that were made the pharaoh or the leader or the king look good. And so if they lost a battle, you may not find that in their written documentation, which obviously would be written on tablets and or maybe even monuments. You wouldn't find that because they always wrote in a way that made the leader look good. So I do believe there's archaeological evidence that indicates the holy innocence, but I don't believe there's lots of it for that very reason. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.